This is Tobin Slavin with the Stop Marketing Now podcast. Stop marketing and do this instead. What is this? You have to stick around to the end where I always answer that question. But today I have a rant on my mind. In fact, I even titled this version of the podcast, Beware of the Leg Humpers. I'll explain that in just a second. But this is my rant for the end of 2018 because it's the 12th of December. So it's actually pretty much, this is probably going to be the last episode of this year. Got a few days of travel and of course the holidays coming up. And something really exciting that I'm going to be sharing in 2019, inspired for and by you guys. I'm not going to divulge that one yet, but keep an eye out for something really cool that we're going to be doing with the podcast in the coming year. But let's talk about that rant for a second. And let's specifically talk about the leg humpers. Leg humpers are a term that we use affectionately for those people that come across as too salesy. They don't really care about you. They just want to get the sale. You're seeing a lot of them online. They're, you know, advertisers, but they're also the direct selling folks. They're just the pushy salespeople. We think of used car salesmen, but now we see like a digital version, and we love to call them the leg humpers. Now, the reason I want to talk about this today is I had a couple of experiences this week that I want to share with you. Important for you to know so that you don't fall into the same trap as well. Here's my question to you. When someone approaches you for the first time, I don't know if this, maybe this is just me, I think this might happen to you as well, but I get friend requests from new people, people I've never met before, every single day, mostly because I work in the digital marketing space and there's lots of other digital marketers who are expanding their network. So these people show up out of the blue, they friend request me. Now, what's the first thing that you do? If this does happen to you, what's the first thing that you do when you meet someone new online? If you're like me, I go and I check them out. I go and look at who is this person? What have they been talking about recently? What's their story? I want to understand. I want to get a sense of who this person is because I'm not going to let you into my world and let you start spamming me with salesy messages. If that's all, if it looks like that's what your intention is, I'm never going to accept or connect with that person in the first place. The reason why I'm telling you this, the reason why I'm ranting against the leg humpers is I had two experiences this week. The first one came from a friend. He actually was sharing information just, you know, to be a friend to me, sharing information that he had come across from how other folks are training, what kind of approach to use on LinkedIn. He actually showed me a graphic and he was saying, you know, look at this. And it's like, you know, first contact, say hello to someone, second contact, share your offer. Third contact, come back and ask them this question. Fourth time, come back and share your offer again, but in a different way. Basically, it was like five or six advertisements that were going to be sent to a person as part of that direct outreach. Now, I don't know about you, but when I've been on the receiving end of that, that's not very attractive, right? I don't like receiving those. Probably you don't either. So why do we think that would work on someone else? As a marketer, I love the idea that I could touch someone, you know, five, six, seven times with a message because I do know from the numbers that some people are going to buy. If they continually get exposed to an offer and there's value in that offer, some folks are going to buy. But is it worth burning the relationships with all the other people that you piss off along the way because you're basically spamming them? I don't think so. The second thing that happened to me this week that still kind of aggravates me is that, so I was invited to do a module of a course on LinkedIn training to help some folks who are new to LinkedIn who want to get results. And so this person reached out and said, hey, would you be willing to provide this information? You guys know I talk about this a lot. It's part of our paid training, but I talk and share with everyone in useful information that's going to help them navigate, particularly on the LinkedIn or the email side. That's what our program focuses on. So they said, would you do this for our people so that they'll have a leg up and be able to get started on LinkedIn and get better results? And I said, sure, I'd be happy to. In fact, I have a graphic that I've already, and I'm happy to share this with you guys. It's the five pitfalls to avoid if you're going to be using LinkedIn for your marketing. I said, I'll use this graphic as a starting point and I'll break down each of these five. Like I'll go into more depth. So this was going to be like an hour long training. Great value, you know, for like a beginning course on LinkedIn. And this person looked at the training and said, "Whoa, you know, like, no, we my people want, like, can you talk about the messaging, like how to get booked calls?" And I said, "Well, this is what we do to get booked calls. Like, our objective is exactly the same, but you have to avoid these traps and pitfalls, because if you don't do these things and you just start hitting people up with messages, like I just explained earlier from that other experience, you become one of those leg humpers. You drive people away, because there it's clearly from the first connection, the first contact, that you're only in it for one thing, which is you want to sell your thing. You don't care about the person on the other end. You're not building any kind of relationship. You're ultimately going to drive people away. You will get some sales, because that's just the world we live in. If you churn enough numbers, eventually you're going to sell something to somebody. But that doesn't mean there was a relationship built, and it doesn't mean that you're not going to piss off a ton of people along the way. So I was kind of aggravated about this, because I was trying to help this person. And ultimately, they didn't want to hear it. They said, "Look, my people just want calls booked on the calendar. They want lead generation. They need more clients." And I said, "Hey, I get it. It's exactly what the business we're in as well." But I ended up referring him to somebody else, because there are people out there who teach that more direct selling approach. And you know what? If it's working for them, more power to them. But I wouldn't let my friends do that. I wouldn't do it with my own profiles. I wouldn't let you guys take that approach, because the risk and the downside is not worth the rewards. It's not worth burning a relationship in the short run, and missing out on that opportunity of all the good things that can come out of building a strong network with people that want to interact with you, that you treat like your friends. Think about how you feel when you're on the receiving end of the messages. And that's the kind of messaging that we choose to send when we're working on the marketing side. Not advertisements, not salesy stuff. Don't be a leg humper, but provide real value. Or as the folks over at Preeminence Unleashed talk about, be preeminent. Take care of people. Be a steward and look out for their best interests right from the start in building those relationships. You can see this kind of hit a nerve with me, and I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to rant on it today. Again, keep an eye out. We've got something new coming with the podcast early in the coming year, 2019. It is inspired both for and by you guys. I think you're going to really like it, because it's going to be a different form than what I do here with the short form podcast. So really excited to share with you. And again, this is the Stop Marketing Now podcast. This is my baby, my little thing that I like to do, once a week, maybe a couple times a week. When I've got something to share, I'm going to jump on. I'm going to put it in this form. Of course, you can find me on iTunes and all the podcast platforms. Always in the short form, 10 minutes or less. Stop marketing now. Do this instead. What is the this? Start a real conversation. Build real relationships with folks.